including King David, Solomon, Job, and most of our founding fathers. There is a negative mindset justifying money mediocrity that is maddening. Wealth is not evil, and people who possess it aren't evil by virtue of the wealth. If you are a good person, it is your spiritual duty to possess riches for the good of mankind. If you are a Christian like me, it is your spiritual duty to possess riches so that you can do with them things that bring glory to God. The bottom line is, if you take the stand that managing wealth is evil or carnal, then by default you leave all the wealth to the evil carnal people. If wealth is spiritually bad, then good people can't have it, so all the bad people get it. It is the duty of the good people to get wealth, because the good people will do good with it. If we all abandon money because some misguided souls view it as evil, then the only ones with money will be the pornographer, the drug dealer, or the pimp. Simple enough? I think you can tell by now that the total money makeover is more than just a discussion on money issues. The total money makeover makes you face the man or woman in the mirror. Facing that man or woman makes us face emotional, relational, physical, and even spiritual aspects of our lives. The wealthy people that I know who are fulfilled didn't just have a total money makeover, they had a life makeover. Because personal finance is 80% behavior and 20% head knowledge, you will either make your life over in this process or you will end up miserable. I'm being very spiritual here at the end, but the spiritual is a legitimate aspect of behavior. I see well-rounded, mature people who become all God designed them to be when they get their money closets cleaned out. God has a plan for your life, and that plan isn't to harm you. It is a plan for your future, to give you hope. See Jeremiah 29:11. Hope is what I want you to walk away from this audiobook with. Hope that you can be like the people whose stories I told in this audiobook. Hope that you can turn your money troubles into money triumphs. Hope that you can retire with dignity. Hope that you can change your family tree because by building wealth you leave an inheritance. Hope that you can give money in a way you have never given it before. It is time for you to become a gazelle. It is time for you to apply these principles. They are age-old principles and they work. Tens of thousands of ordinary people just like you and me have become debt-free and even wealthy using this plan. It isn't magic. It is common sense. The exciting thing is anyone can do this. Anyone. Are you next? I hope so. It is time for you to become a gazelle.